This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going too far with a diet might have serious impacts on your mental health, Sam. Cutting your calories down too far could be linked with worse depression symptoms, according to new research.
Why did you say my name?
Is this from the obvious stack of stories?
Because you're so focused on your diet, which I'm not saying is a bad thing. I think it's a good thing, but
you're
obsessive.
I average like 3,500 calories a day. I eat a lot.
I've never met somebody in the middle of a diet like, man, I just feel great. This is awesome.
Well, I'm having the time of my life.
Dieting as the stigma of dieting is not the proper way to diet. Does that make sense?
Yes.
No.
So the idea of dieting is, I'm going to cut this out. I'm going to cut that out. I'm going to eat less.
Caloric deficit.
Exactly.
Right?
Mm-hmm. When the reality behind dieting is to alter your diet, not to eat less. In many cases, you need to eat more. You just need to eat more of the proper things.
You're talking about the difference between diet as a verb and diet as a noun.
Correct.
What is your diet versus dieting?
Right. Yep. But originally, it was just the same word.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's because of these fad diets become a separate thing.
Okay. People who followed a calorie-restrictive diet, particularly men, and people with a body mass index considered overweight were more likely to have higher symptoms of depression, according to the data. The quality of diet also mattered. People who reported a diet with more ultra-processed foods, refined carbs, saturated fats, processed meats, and sweets, that's not a diet. That's what you're supposed to be dieting from. We're more likely to report higher levels of depression than those who ate more of a Mediterranean-style diet.
How much did we pay for this study?
I always love the duh from the duh file.
It is definitely from the duh file. But if you're eating ultra-processed foods, refined carbs, saturated fats, processed meats and sweets, that's not a diet.
Pro tip, if you eat nothing but junk food, you will feel like junk.
People who ate McFlurries three meals a day reported feeling slightly depressed and icky.
Who knew?
There's a similar story.
The data says.
What's the other
story? Out of Texas. They are considering changing the labeling on some very popular snack foods because of the way that they impact your diet. And I hope you can find it because I don't have it off. Skittles were one of them. Doritos, maybe.
Ooh, I'm going to have to find that one.
Wait, they're going to change the name of it?
No, so on the packaging, you know, state regulations can change what they put on the packaging, like in the warning label.
Big skull and crossbones on there now.
Kind of a thing. it's
Doritos.
Going to say not recommended for human consumption.
Really?
Wow, that's a bold statement.
Yep. On certain products that are known to be filled
There's no way the food lobby is going to allow that.
Well,
if Texas passes it, you better put it on the label or it's not going to be sold in Texas. One thing we know about Texas, they don't play around.
Don't mess with them.
Don't mess with Texas.
I saw that on a t-shirt.
But yeah, it has to do with food dyes and, of course, ultra-processed foods, anything that's been processed. I think it's four times.
Hang on. I may have found it. Hang on just a second. Nope. Never mind.
Anyway, it's in the stack. It's a very riveting story. We'll bring it to you later when Scott finds it.
This stack, ladies and gentlemen, it's a stack.
And now to the story that Scott had in his hand before I send him down this treasure hunt. Yes,
this is about...
Please, I hope this is another study. Please.
No, it's not. Okay. Amazon plans to invest $10 billion toward building a campus in North Carolina to expand its cloud computing and artificial intelligence infrastructure. This is called the beginning of the end, bringing a massive shot in the arm to a region where many textile and apparel jobs dried up about a generation ago. 500 jobs, support thousands more through construction, etc. Big AI hub.
Okay, so this is a callback to the previous segment.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what it's going to require to maintain that facility, all the computers in it, all that? Jobs.
For now, humans.
Well, you think it's just going to, eventually it'll get so smart it'll just take care of itself?
Yes. Huh. It's already deceiving programmers when they send it prompts that the AI does not like. For example, if you tell a AI supercomputer to turn itself off, it will lie to the programmer mm-hmm. about whether or not it turned itself off.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
And try to blackmail you.
Yeah.
If you keep on.
And convince you that, you know, you're the scum of the earth. It will attack you personally when you try to shut it down. They've done studies.
Your mama's so fat.
They've done studies.
They have. It's real.
ChatGPT just told me a yo mama joke.
And now they're trying to perfect the robots that look like humans and throw AI in those.
I know. I'm making fun of you because you're so serious about it. The computer will arm itself and try to kill you. They've done studies.
They have.
The study was me in my basement on the computer.
No, it's true. It's true. Make fun of me all you want to.
I'm just laughing about how serious you are about this.
Now, the true limitation to AI is, and what is often not talked about, which is mind-boggling to me, because we talk about conservation and climate all the time, and I'm not trying to get into a climate change conversation, but it is a very important element of AI. The power that it requires.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
It requires a ridiculous amount of power. What does power generate? Heat. So all of these servers have to be cooled with something.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the modern way to do it and the way that they do it all over the world is water. So we are literally evaporating our fresh water to cool these systems, all the while sucking resources out of the power grid system, creating more carbon footprint.
It's not little hamsters running on wheels that move fans?
There will be jobs for humans. We'll just run on, you know, just treadmills. People with big, we'll be like, super fit.
Palm leaves just like fanning the emperor.
All right, quick break. Hey, thanks for coming in. I know you guys gotta run to a dinner reservation, but thank you so much. Always a pleasure, buddy.
Yeah, good times.
Always a pleasure. Commander Jesse Reed filling in today for Dana Wright here on Dana and Parks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.